It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a big state amateur baseball tournament underway at three sites. Final weekend of the tournament, championship game in Class C on Labor Day, championship game in Class B on Sunday night in Belle Plaine. And Kip Kovar, who covers the sport like nobody else from the Herald Journal in Wright County, joining us on the phone right now. And Kip, it's been quite a state tournament. The weather is ideal for the final weekend of the tournament, and now it comes down to who has the pitching depth to win a state title.
Absolutely. I kind of think back to last year, and we're same time of the year, same weekend. It was 100 degrees, and it felt like maybe 110, and teams got to play two games in one day. So we'll take this weather for sure. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year in the summer, even though that means almost summer's coming to an end, but it's really fun. The second weekend's probably my favorite because you get to see those region champions take on a team that already won a game, but this is a really close second where you got to see how good these managers kind of use their pitching and see what they can do against some of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, and there are outstanding teams. By the way, Class B, they wrap up tomorrow with semifinals and a championship game tomorrow night at Tiger Park in Belle Plaine. I had a chance to call a game there last night. I saw Bird Island beat Kimball 8-1, and I had never done a game at Tiger Park in Belle Plaine. What a gem, and they did a phenomenal job on that. And it's such a unique ballpark. 435 to right center, flagpoles in play. It is just a beauty.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts about Tomball is you just drive down some country road in the middle of the night and see lights on and see what they got going on. And Belle Plaine's a great host. I've heard they got really great onion rings, too. I found that out right after I covered it, so I'm hoping to maybe sneak back over there before this tournament's over yet.
Well, yeah, and they got the crinkle-cut fries, et cetera. But the Bird Island is a factor, and I think it is one of the things in Bird Island's win over Kimball, two veteran teams. And that's what's so fun to see in this state tournament, Class B and Class C. You got the young guys who are maybe playing college ball right now or just out of college. And then you have a team like Bird Island with a lot of veteran players.
Yeah, and I think the most impressive thing about Bird Island is the last couple of years they've kind of leaned on a draftee by Josh Kingery of Atwater, but they didn't have the luxury that year. Josh and his team made it themselves to the state tournament. So I think it's even a little bit more impressive to see what they're doing. And after finishing as a runner-up last year, they're definitely a team that can rattle off here a couple more wins yet this weekend and kind of redeem themselves from coming up just short last year.
Yeah, and of course, the Jordan Brewers, another favorite in Class C, playing at home at the Mini-Met. They had another big win. They beat Sauk Center 9-2, and they keep the dream alive of trying to win a state title at their home field. And Delano had a shot a year ago, came up short. Jordan has a chance to do it this year.
Yeah, Jordan's kind of on a mission right now, just a veteran bunch that kind of knows how to win this time of year. And it's pretty impressive what they've been doing while having to focus on baseball, but also they're out there pretty much all day, every day, raking the field, getting that ready, putting it to bed every night, and getting there early to get it ready again. So it's going to be fun to see what they can do. They get Buckman the next round, a team that's been knocking on the door as well. They were in the semifinals last year again, lost to Bird Island, and then 2 years ago they were in the championship game with their fellow region, Nisswa. So they got a tough team, but it's kind of impressive. Usually we think about four or five favorites, and those four or five favorites have kind of taken care of business, so it'll be interesting to see what happens once they start facing off against each other.
Yeah, and we invite you to get to the Mini-Met in Jordan on Monday, Labor Day, early, because it's sure to be a huge crowd there, particularly if the Jordan Brewers are playing on their home field. That'll be a 1 o'clock start. Meanwhile, Class B will be in Belle Plaine, and that championship game on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And Air Freight Unlimited, they look the part. They're trying to defend. They've really been the gold standard in Class B. They have another great club.
Absolutely. Class B, I've got to watch more than I usually have, and it's been a lot of fun. Really great baseball, but I think the best thing that the state board has done the last couple of years, in 2021, they made the switch of moving that B championship game to that Sunday night instead of playing the same time as Class C on Monday, and I think that's just huge for fans to get an opportunity to go to both of those games instead of having to choose one or the other. You can go down to the Belle Plaine on Sunday night, catch that B championship, go home, get a good night's sleep, and come back to Jordan and see two really good games when it matters most.
Yeah, my hometown team, the Champlin Park Low Gators, they got a win over St. Louis Park today, 9-7. So they move on to the final Sunday of the B. It's a great event. And we can't forget about Green Isle, who's been a host of these games as well in the state tournament. They've done a phenomenal job. And then Shakopee, the Joe and Shakopee, another great venue. They were part of it weekend number one, Kip. And we just have to remind folks how much work goes into this tournament. The volunteers, the Minnesota Baseball Association leans heavily on the volunteers, and they step up every year.
Absolutely. Whether it's people working in the concession stand, ticket stand, grounds crew, everything, it takes pretty much a big army to pull off an event like this. And yeah, all three hosts and then Shakopee, too, are making it look pretty darn easy. We turning around fields after games in 35, 40 minutes, and with intros, it's play ball again. So kudos to everyone involved in that. And it's kind of it's fun because it always sets the bar for the next group ahead coming, and they kind of volunteer this year to kind of get experience and see what it's like, and then they're on the clock here in a couple days.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Kip, hope to see you in Jordan Monday at 1 o'clock. We'll have the call of that championship game on NSPN.TV. By the way, the streaming service has all the games in the state tournament, and I have the honor of calling the C title game for the second year in a row, and I'll see you there.
That's awesome. I'm glad you get that opportunity. Even if I'm not covering, I'm sure I'll find myself over at the Mini-Met.
Yeah, look forward to it, Kip. Great job all year, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Kip Kovar from the Herald Journal, out in Wright County, and covers the amateur game all summer long, and the state tournament as good as anybody.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.